Welcome back to Endurance Planet, a Beginner Triathlete of the Month edition. I'm Kevin Patrick. 42-year-old Tim Wilson is a fit and fast age group triathlete and marathoner, but it wasn't so long ago he was a totally different person. Fortunately for him, there was a wake-up call.
4 years ago, I found myself in a job where I was traveling a lot. I was about 50 pounds overweight, and one day I came to work and found out that one of my coworkers had had a massive heart attack. And when I found out that he was the same age as me and had pretty much the same lifestyle as me, we spent a lot of time on the road together, I just decided that something needed to change.
Today on Endurance Planet, we hear from Tim Wilson, a.k.a. Water Dog, a guy who's been voted by his peers on BeginnerTriathlete.com, the Beginner Triathlete of the Month. His handle on BeginnerTriathlete.com is Water Dog. It comes from his early days as a swimmer just out of high school. That's what he looked like.
Sort of a description of the way that I used to swim. I used to swim with my arms without my legs. I would kind of wiggle through the water, kind of like a water dog or a salamander.
Water Dog came to the sport, as he mentioned, just a few years ago when that coworker's massive heart attack and death reminded him that life can be even shorter than you think.
I quit my job and got another job with no stress and no travel and, 40 hours a week of work at best, and just decided that I needed to do something different. And that's what, was the life-changing experience for me that got me into the general fitness lifestyle, and then ultimately led to triathlons and marathons and whatnot. And now I'm 50 pounds lighter and certainly in the best shape of my life, and I feel a lot better.
Tim was already a pretty decent swimmer, and the biking came right along. It was the running that was his biggest hurdle, but he says he met up with some other marathoners and took their advice.
They actually advised, based on my age and whatnot, pretty much that I work on consistency and relatively high volume. A lot of the folks that know me know I run some relatively high volume weeks, anywhere between 60 and 90 miles a week. And it's actually the consistency over a long period of time with the volume that has worked really well. And there's several running coaches, including Lydiard and also Daniels, that advocate that sort of a model and indicate that, the improvements in running fitness are really where it's at, that, really where the big benefits are.
And it's worked. He's reached one of his goals for running and now has a lofty goal for triathlon, getting to the Ironman World Championships.
I actually already qualified for Boston, and so I'm going to be going to Boston in April to run the marathon. So it'd be really nice if I actually had a Boston qualifier and a Kona qualifier all in the same year.
Tim agrees that the combination of getting away from a stressful job and embracing a healthy lifestyle are key.
You know, I've talked to people who've said that, they feel stress in their job. They feel it so consistently so often that maybe they don't even realize the impact that it's having on them. And once they've left a job, they felt health benefits just by getting out of that situation.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, in addition to the time that I've spent, certainly with, all the training and stuff that I've done, just being in the current position that I've been in for the last 4 years of my job has just given me an opportunity to focus on, why that sort of a lifestyle I was in before was so destructive because of the comparisons between then and now. And, a lot of my current well-being has a lot to do with the fitness, but also has a lot to do with the changes and just the fact that, now I can focus a lot more on other things besides work and focus on myself and certainly be, a lot less stressful, but, a lot healthier mentally as well as physically.
Can you talk to the people out there that are in the situation right now that you were in back then? I mean, for a lot of people, they don't see any other way. I mean, it doesn't seem like there's an option to them. And of course there is, but, what do you say to those people?
I say just go for it. You may not see how how things are going to pan out at the end of the day. And certainly plan it out well. Find another. Don't just quit your job. Find another one first. But don't feel like you're destined for the rest of your life to live that. To live on the treadmill, not so much the treadmill, but to live on the little wheel that the rat runs on all the time. You can actually make those sorts of life changes, and certainly it's not only possible to make them, in some cases, your survival and your mental health depends on it.
And his social life, friendships made through a beginner triathlete, has improved too.
At the end of the day, the most successful races that I've had have been races where I've got friends in the race as well. And, the triathlon in particular is such a nice in such a nice venue because you can get out there and you see your friends at the darkest times of the day and some of the longest races that you have. You know, all of a sudden a friend's going to appear and you just snap out of whatever funk that you happen to be in, and suddenly you're running better. And you give them nothing but a high five or just cheer them as they're going by in the other way, you know, on the course or whatever, just happen to be sitting on the sidelines. But, you know, it's just that momentary snap that all of a sudden you realize you're not out there all alone. And, you know, you suddenly perk up and your race improves and then you're having fun again.
That'll do it for today's Endurance Planet, a Beginner Triathlete of the Month edition. For Tim Waterdog Wilson, I'm Kevin Patrick. We'll meet you back here tomorrow.